Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, so glad to be with you wherever you are in the world. And we thank God the program is now being aired in much of the world. We think of China, Russia, Australia, Europe, all over Europe, and many other places. And we know that you're listening out there. And so we welcome you to this. Now, we're on at a new time, and we just simply want to tell you what this program is about. First of all, it's to uphold the authority of the Word of God. And the Bible is absolutely true. It's scientifically true, archaeologically true, historically true. And we believe that. And we believe it like Jesus taught it, that it is absolute history when God has spoken to man. But not only that, we have people today that, although they talk like they believe we have the Word of God, they don't really believe that. And so we also are upholding on this program the idea that in the authorized King James Bible, we have the perfect Word of God. And it says we can look at the perfect law of liberty in the Bible. And the Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And when the Bible talks about the Word of God, it points to the King James Bible like a laser as the authority and perfect Word of God. And that's what we talk about on this program. And so we invite you to listen. Now, although we're getting reports and we know that it's being listened to worldwide, the Bible has been translated into different languages. And I think Jesus, when he was born, he appeared as a baby, and then later on he appeared as a man walking down the roads, and then he appeared in all of his glory. And so Christ appears through his words, and he can appear in different languages also. And the Bible is connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul said in his day that there are many that corrupt the Word of God. And so we have many corrupt translations today, and yet we have the true Word of God in the authorized Bible. And we could call it the Apostolic Bible because it can be traced right back to the apostles and then to the church at Antioch, and it goes out from the church of Antioch into Europe and now to the whole wide world. And so we will be giving you the history and also verses that point to the authorized King James Bible. And we believe that the Holy Spirit says that he is the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you into all truth. And so we don't believe that it is right when people on the radio or television correct God's word. God said he would give us all truth. The Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. So we believe that we have the perfect Word of God. And Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And it says in the Bible, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And so God's word is in our hearts. And he has said that he would preserve it. Psalms 12, 6, and 7, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth." Doesn't have errors in other words. "As silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." Now, God runs the stars within a fraction of a second. And our God, the Bible says about Jesus Christ, who is Almighty God, he says he upholdeth all things by the word of his power. And so he runs the universe within a fraction of a second. And a God that has power like that can easily preserve his words. And people will say, well, say whatever man does, he corrupts. Well, that's true. But God said that he would preserve his words. And he will do it through man. And so we give the history of the true text of the Word of God right down to the authorized King James Bible. And so we're so glad, though, wherever you are in the world, that you are listening to our program, and you pray for us, and we want to strengthen the believers in God's word and have people that don't know where it is or have never considered the fact that man actually has the perfect word of God today to think about what we are saying. One of the things we do is there's many authors that know all about manuscript evidence. They know the latest research worldwide, but they are Bible believers. They have put out astounding books, which you cannot get in your average Christian bookstore because they're putting out new counterfeit Bibles about every other year. And these Bibles, they disagree with the Word of God and the King James in thousands of places where the words have been changed, and they disagree with one another. And so we uphold the King James Bible as the true Word of God. Now, I'm so glad to have here with us today Clark Block, and he's just recovered from a fall that he's had, and he's getting healthy again. And he drove me here today, and I thank God for him so we can have this program. And then also I thank God for Brother Al Davis, and he's pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And so, Preacher, we're so glad that you could be with us today.
Thank you.
And he's been a big help. He's put up a website for us, and I thank the Lord for we've had now, I don't know, is it thousands of hits on that website? We've got them from countries all over the world. I'm just surprised how many one of the latest ones that we've got a lot of hits of people listening is Russia. And we're so glad you from Russia. And then we get from Israel and we could just go on from Australia, from all over the world, from now countries in South America. And we believe that God has raised this program up so to encourage God's people. And we thank the Lord for it. And we tell you about books that are so extremely well-written. I mean, interesting and highly researched by people that love the Lord Jesus Christ and are faithful to him. And I think what we'll do is start off, and we've promoted this book many times before, but since we've got a new audience, maybe you have not heard of this, but if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you need to get this book. And we're not giving it out on the program. I mean, you don't send to us. We're telling you where you can get it. And so we're going to talk about, it's called New Age Bible Versions. And it is a masterpiece of a book. And just by word of mouth, they didn't have, at the time, large television networks to promote it or high organizations promoted, but it's been promoted by local churches and God's people, and they have sold over 300,000 copies, and that's an incredible amount. And in there, it goes through 2,500 scripture verses with 41 different subjects and divided into 41 different chapters, and makes a comparison between the Word of God, the King James Bible, and the modern corrupt translations of the Bible. And these translations are not just updating the King James with synonym words that are synonyms. They're a different text altogether, and they've been smuggled into the text, and it's not the true text. And I want to say that I pastored a church. I've also been teaching in Baptist colleges, and I was chairman of the Buckeye Baptist Fellowship in here for a number of years in the state of Ohio. Many churches were involved in this, and there's thousands of churches around the world that believe that they have the Word of God in the King James Bible. And so we're not just some small sect that just started up. And in the past programs that we've had, we've been on for about 4 years, we've read what Charles Spurgeon said about this, what D.L. Moody said about it, and what many other of the leading people that God has used in Christian work that upheld the King James Bible as the Word of God. And you cannot have Bibles that disagree with one another. The Bible says that we should all speak this with the same tongue, speak the same thing. We should all be in unity. If you don't have a perfect Bible, then today you have to have your own particular pope or some Bible teacher that he becomes the authority rather than the Word of God. And so we have the Word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And everything, all the verses that talk about the Word of God, they point right to the authorized King James Bible. And we will be talking about that in the future programs. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger will they not follow. So as the corrupt translations come out, they die. They were dead in the first place, but the true word of God goes on generation after generation. Jesus said his sheep hear his voice, and they have heard it. And today, the latest polls show more people read by a large majority the King James than all the other translations put together. And many of them have been promoted by millions of dollars of advertising, which we believe was false. And so we're going to tell you, give a reason for the hope that is in you. But one of the first books that we have talked about before, and every Christian should have this book, and it shows the differences between the modern versions, which are basically infiltrated with New Age doctrine. And this book is called New Age Bible Versions. New Age Bible Versions by Dr. Gail Riplinger. And the book is a masterpiece, and it's just gone on to sell hundreds of thousands of copies because people, as they read it, they see what it is. And so I'm going to ask Pastor Davis here to give us the address of this.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. And if you go to the website for our program at whereisgodsword.com, that's whereisgodsword.com, you can find out, of course, information and background about Bruce Musselman there. But there's a link there to the Authorized Version Publications website, and that's avpublications.com. You can find that there at avpublications.com. You can also call them directly at, 276-251-1734. That's 276-251-1734. Or you can write to AV Publications, P.O. Box 280, Ararat, Virginia, zip code 24053. And, of course, you can find all that information out. Go to the website for Bruce's program at whereisgodsword.com.
Okay, thank you, preacher. And you can tell about your church also, because Pastor Davis is a pastor of a church here in the suburb of Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. We're down actually midway between Cleveland and Akron at Richfield, Ohio, and it's the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, and we're there every Sunday and at 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening. And then every Friday night, we have a unique sort of Bible study, two-hour Bible study. It's informal. People bring their own questions, and we just discuss them as they come up. And then, of course, we do a radio program here on 1220 AM, The Word, every Friday afternoon at 1:30 till 2 o'clock, and Sunday night from 11 till midnight as a live call-in question and answer program.
So you just gave us the phone number and so on of the New Age Bible Versions where they can get it.
Right. All that information is there. And again, if somebody goes to your website at whereisgodsword.com, they'll find that. Or again, they can call directly to 276-251-1734.
All right. And thank you for that information. Now, we're going to start out today and talk about why we have this program. You know, the most important thing in the world is the Word of God. That's more important than your own personal salvation, although your salvation may be important to you, but to God, it's His Word. And He stresses that. It's not just the message, but it's the very words of God. And you get a concordance and look at all the places where it talks about His words. And so He emphasizes the Word. So the modern translations, they have the same stories, and they look somewhat alike with the Authorized King James Bible, but its key words have been changed in thousands of places, and so we talk about that. Now, the modern versions, for instance, Jesus says in the book of Matthew, He says that if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. And we're given an example of changes that are made. Now, in the modern versions, it takes out without a cause in that particular passage of Scripture. And so it says, if you're angry with your brother, you're in danger of the judgment. In other words, you have sinned by being angry with your brother. if that is true, then it makes Jesus a guilty sinner because he was angry a number of times the Bible has recorded. And when you take out the word without a cause, which is taken out in many of the modern translations, then Jesus becomes a sinner. Now, that's what we're pointing out. We're pointing the changes out that the devil doesn't like in the true word of God. We have mentioned on the program that the Authorized King James Bible, it was given to us by the text. Now, these translations have different texts underneath. And the modern ones basically are based on the Alexandrian text where the confused Bible scholar Apollos came from. He came from Alexandria, Egypt. And God speaks, spiritually speaking, bad of Egypt and Alexandria particularly, so where Apollos came from. And so the true text comes from Antioch of Syria, and it's called the Antiochian text. Now, it has different names for it. For instance, it's called the Received Text or Textus Receptus, but it comes out of Antioch. The modern ones come from Alexandria, Egypt. Now, when the King James translators in 1611 sat down, they were looking at translations that came out of Antioch, and we call it the apostolic text, too. For instance, it is based on the text of the King James, based on the Syriac Peshitta, the Aramaic text, that went all the way into China. Also, in another language, it's based on the Koine Greek text, the common Greek text, which was pushed by the Paulicians and has come down to us. And the Aramaic and the Koine Greek agree together. It was also based on the italic text, which came out in 200, the old Latin text that was before Jerome's Vulgate text. And so they had these different Bibles. It was based on the Gothic text. And the Gothic, the Koine Greek text, the Syriac Peshitta text, and the italic text agree together. And actually, in the King James Bible, there are many words in here, although the words slightly, the spelling and maybe even this pronunciation has changed somewhat. The words are the same that Euphilus was using in 350. He may have put those in his translation. That now the Gothic text is the old Germanic text that became the basis of the English language, and yet, we know that Euphilus, called the Little Wolf, who was a missionary to the Goths as early as about 335, we find manuscripts going back to that period of time, and many of the words in the King James go right back to that Gothic text, and we have the proof of that in some of the books that we have here. And so we're saying, at the mouth of two or three witnesses shall thing be established. And what is going on today is in the modern translations, Jesus is kicked out of his own Bibles in 100 places. And we give a paper out showing the exact references where he is kicked out. But if you get the New Age Bible versions, you could see and you could check these verses for yourself. There's 2,500 he uses, although there are many others, divided into 41 chapters with 41 subjects, where the changes have been made in the corrupt translations. And unfortunately, these translations have been translated into other languages also. And we're saying today we have the true word of God. Now, it came out first in the Gothic, and then it came out in the Syriac Peshitta, and then we say it came out in the Koine Greek, and it came out in Antioch. I mean, it was given by the apostles, and it came through Antioch, Syria. And the missionaries, like Paul, went into Europe and started churches all over Europe, and they had the true text that agreed with the Authorized King James Bible. And so we have many books that we talk about right along that are very specific and very detailed, and the New Age Bible versions, I don't know, it's maybe 800 or 900 pages of detailed information, and yet at the same time, it's very interesting. Dr. Ripplinger is a very outstanding writer. It makes it very interesting and yet simple that you can understand. And so the Bible says We are to give an answer for the hope that lieth in us. Now, in Psalm 138, verse 1 and 2, it says here, I will praise thee with my whole heart. And God wants us to glorify him with our whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name. Praising is part of worship, praising and thanksgiving, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Jesus said, God's word is true. And you have to have a Bible that the words are true. Jesus taught his words are true. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now, Jesus' name has been magnified worldwide, but he has actually magnified, glorified, and honored his word more than he has honored his name. And that shows the significance and the importance that God has put on his word. He has magnified it. You know, I think of when the astronauts landed on the moon, the world was watching on television. And before they landed, they got a King James Bible out and read, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And many of the great men of Western civilization have honored the King James Bible. And today, it is still used worldwide after all the hundreds of years since it came out in 1611. And over 150 other translations come and go because they're not the pure word of God. But God said his word is pure. And the words of the Lord are pure words. A silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And the Bible says Jesus Christ upholds all things by the word of his power. And I thank God that he upholds us by the word of his power. Jesus said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And so how are we saved? We're saved when we believe that Jesus Christ was God and that he took on a human body. And on the cross 2,000 years ago, he was punished for every sin we ever committed or ever will commit. And that he is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. When he rose from the dead, it testified that God accepted his sacrifice for our sins. And it says, we will meet Jesus with exceeding joy. We will meet God with exceeding joy. Why is that? There will be no sin on our soul. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And so the Bible says, he will confirm you blameless to the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the glorious news of the gospel, that our great King, that our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has paid for all of our sins, and we will meet him with exceeding joy. That's great joy, wonderful joy. When we see his face without any record that we've ever sinned, that's the heart of the gospel. And today you could say to Jesus, I believe that you're God. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead, and I take you as my Lord and my Savior. Thomas said to Jesus, my Lord, my God, you have to receive him for yourself. And Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and believed. And then he wrote you a love letter, and it's found in the Authorized King James Bible. And you can read what God actually said. It's the last word from heaven. And we thank God today we have it. Oh, people today, they say, they talk like they believe they have it, but they don't believe it. I see sometimes evangelists say, this Bible I hold in my hand. That's what we believe. The Bible that we can look at, the Bible that I'm holding in my hand, the King James Bible, the perfect word of God given to us by the all-powerful God, the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. And as the turmoil grows in this world, we thank God that it is just preparing for the time when our Lord will come back. And he said, when he builds up Mount Zion, that's where Jerusalem is, that the whole world is talking about now, he will appear in his glory in the book of Psalms. And so Jesus is about ready to come back, and we can praise God for it. We can thank him that we have his word, and it'll give us joy, it'll give us peace, it'll show us how to be saved, it'll give us strength, and he'll give us a new life through Jesus Christ found in this perfect word of God, the King James Bible.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.